Life is about making yourself better. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be an athlete, an artist, a gamer. It doesn't matter. All of us want to be the best version of ourselves. That's what we are here for. We talk to students in leadership positions who have achieved great things, but who are just here working to get better. Because here, we discuss how to be better as people. Here, Swole is the goal. Welcome to the Swole is the Goal podcast, season 2, episode 12. And this is the first episode on a new series that we're doing on 75 Hard. So, welcome. I hope you're all doing amazing today, and we're going to get after it. So, back in the saddle with the Swole is the Goal podcast. Had some stuff going on, but we are fully back, and let's start talking about what's been going on. So, I have recently been planning something big that I want to do to level up everything, you know, level up my mind, level up my body, level up my abilities to get stuff done. Because, you know, I haven't had something that I had to work on for a really long time physically, and now I have something that I am shooting towards that is going to be a challenge, and it's going to be very difficult to accomplish. But all that being said, it's going to be worth it in the end. And that is 75 Hard. A challenge that's recently blown up across the internet. And it's been around for a while, but it's really starting to ramp up. And a lot of more people are trying to attempt it. And so is myself. So let's talk about what 75 Hard is, firstly. 75 Hard is a 75-day challenge that includes 2 workouts each day. Both must be at least 45 minutes, and at least one of them has to be outside. The other can be inside, or it can also be outside. Doesn't matter there. Each day, you must consume 1 gallon of water. Each day, you must read at least 10 pages of a nonfiction book, preferably one about self-development. You must follow a diet, and there are no cheat days and no rest days. You also must take a progress picture each day to mark your progress. And I believe that is it, unless I'm missing something, but I have all of it written down right here. So let me take one more look at this. Yeah, so that's all we have to do every day. 1 workout, reading, another workout, get the gallon in, follow the diet, and take a picture. And I'm going to talk about what I've learned, because I'm currently on day 7. I completed day 6 last night, and I'm currently on day 7. So the way that this podcast is going to work, I'm going to talk about every 5 days. So this podcast will be strictly about days 1 through 5. The next one will be about days 5 through 10, and so on and so forth. So here's what I've learned from the first 5 days of 75 Hard, and what you should do if you're trying to level up any version of your life, even if it isn't in the form of 75 Hard. So the first 5 days are basically just a throw off for your schedule, for everything. It's about getting into a rhythm that you're going to be able to follow throughout the 75 days, because it's going to be a very long 75 days if you aren't doing these things and making a consistent schedule. So what I did is I wrote down on a whiteboard an entire plan for the entire 75 days. And on the left side of that whiteboard, I have every single day written out, 1 through 75, and after the end of each one, I can cross it out because I accomplished that. And then once you do that, once you get in a rhythm, you don't want to break the chain. So that's another just level of, you know, motivation that you can carry with you throughout the whole process. One sec, I have my water here because, you know, we're staying at it. Right next to that, I have workouts completed. So every day I can give a little tally for my workouts, and by the end it'll be cool to see how many workouts I actually did over the 75 days. Right next to that, I have a weekly quote that I will write down each week so I can keep it going, so I can just kind of, you know, recite that in my head when things get tough. Just remember the weekly quote. This week's quote is hard work pays off, but the week before that, the day I started, really, was discipline equals freedom. Right below that, I write down areas to improve on this week, because it's important to recognize what has to get done on a weekly basis, not just a daily basis. And for that, my first 5 days were find a solid rhythm that will be followed over the course of 75 hard. And I'll get into that more in just a little bit. Right next to that, on the right corner, top right corner of my whiteboard, is one of the most important things that'll keep you going throughout the whole thing, is my why. Because with anything you do, you need a why behind it. Without a why, you have no foundation for all the things you're going to be building on. So anything you do, you have to have a reason for it, and you have to know that reason firmly and believe in it, and that is what's going to get you through. And my reason was, my why was to prove to myself that anything is possible through unwavering discipline, and also to have the healthiest mind and body I've ever had. And that's my why. You know, it can be simple. It can be as simple as that, or it can be longer. If you have big reasons for getting after stuff, then write down a big why. Because for me, I want to show myself that I can get this done. And if I can get this done, I can get anything done. You know, that's kind of my thought processes for that. Below that, I have something that's really going to help me keep into a good schedule. And that is my weekly overview. So I have 7 columns, one for each day of the week: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And right below those columns, or right in those columns, I should say, are checkboxes that I have to check out for each activity I have to accomplish for 75 hard. So I have my workout 1, my reading, my workout 2, my water intake, my diet, and my picture. So 75 hard, getting into the diet, you can make it whatever you want. And so you can make it as hard as you want on yourself, or you can make it as easy as you want on yourself. But if you really want to do true 75 hard, it should be an inconvenient diet for 75 days. Your diet shouldn't consist of allowing yourself to have fried food every day. Because mine, I've eliminated all fried food. I've eliminated fast food, unhealthy fast food, I should say. Like Chipotle still counts for me. I can still have that because that's grilled chicken and, you know, everything I need. I have to eat at least 175 grams of protein a day, which I've actually found to be easier than I thought it would, because a lot of meats have a lot of protein in them. So I've really just cut out all my fast food and done more grocery shopping, and that's been a big level up for me. I've definitely been able to tell a difference in my overall energy and overall mood throughout the day. But no desserts, no ice cream, no cake. Which sounds pretty easy, because I was never really someone to be eating that. But it's like, once you take it away, it feels like you want it a lot more, which I think goes with anything. But yeah, and then I wrote down the start date and the finish date so I know where I'm going. Started on March 17th and we're ending on May 30th. So another thing I want to add to my board that I haven't added yet is weekly inconveniences and obstacles I'll have to overcome. For instance, if I'm like going on a trip for this weekend, actually, I'm going to Dallas. So that'll be kind of hard to get 2 workouts in, but I'll just definitely have to plan even more for that. That's a good way to overcome obstacles, is just to plan out what you have to do to get over them and not just be encountered with them and not do anything about it and just wing it, because winging it sets yourself up for failure. The book that I chose to read over the course of 75 hard, well, I guess it'll only really be for the first 35 days, since I'm reading, you know, 10 pages a day. This book's about 350 pages long. So for the first half of 75 hard, I'm reading The Art of Resilience by Ross Edgley, Strategies for an Unbreakable Mind and Body. And I want to share with you some of the things I've learned so far from this book that have helped me a lot over the course of 75 hard. But before I do that, let me give a little bit of background on Ross Edgley and The Art of Resilience. So this book covers the lessons that he learned over the course of him swimming completely around Great Britain. First person to ever do that in history. And 157 days at sea, 1,780 miles, one unbreakable man. An award-winning adventurer, Ross Edgley has spent years undertaking extreme experiments that push his body to the furthest limits. On November 4th, 2018, Ross became the first person to swim all the way around Great Britain. During this epic 1,780-mile journey, Ross swam among giant jellyfish, through Arctic storms and across polluted shipping lanes, going so hard and fast that his tongue fell apart. Now, for the first time, Ross shares how he triumphed in this daunting world-first exploit. Analyzing the performance of extreme athletes and military fitness specialists and focusing on the mental strength, stoicism, and training needed to create an unbreakable mind and body. So that's just the back cover of the book right there. And so far, it's been great. I've really loved it. And it's talking about Greek philosophy, stoicism, and how that can be applied to modern sports science and how the body is capable of a lot. And, you know, 75 hard is much easier than what this guy did. He swam for 157 days, doing 6 hours on, 6 hours off, repeated 300-something odd times. So, getting into it here, he starts off with a triple Venn diagram. Well, this is not where it starts off, but this is what I had wanted to share. And in the middle is unbreakable resilience. Surrounding that is a strong body, stoic mind, and a strategic plan. Those are the three pillars to build unbreakable resilience in your life. So, first of all, strong body. And, you know, over the years of lifting and working out, I've created a decently strong body for myself, not to, you know, not to show off or anything, which I'm not, you know, the strongest. I'm not the fastest. I'm not the top level athlete out there by any means at all. But, I've created a decently strong and fit body for myself that I'm able to take into 75 hard with a solid foundation to go into it with. So I have that strong body. The stoic mind is a very big one that I'm still learning how to harness. And so kind of getting into it here, what is stoicism? Stoicism was founded in Athens in the early 3rd century BCE. Although it's over 2,000 years old, what most appealed to me was that this timeless school of thought teaches you to become steadfast, strong, and in control of yourself, even the most adverse and unpredictable conditions. This is Ross talking, by the way. Founded by Zeno of Citium, Stoicism sets out to remind us of how unpredictable the world can be. Its central teachings include how we don't control and cannot rely on external events, only ourselves and our responses, how our perception shapes how we see the world around us, and how the source of our dissatisfaction lies in our impulsive dependency on our emotionally charged reflexes, reactions, rather than logic. So, those are the three main things when it comes to stoicism. And once you have that stoic mind, you're really able to focus on what you can control and not worry about what you can't. It's like the serenity prayer for all my Christians out there. And then the strategic plan, and that's where the whiteboard comes in. Writing out everything that I need to get done daily, understanding what I have to get done weekly, and carrying it out and executing it. So that's what I've kind of got from this one chapter of the book. And getting into the next one here, the next thing I wanted to bring up was, let's see here. This guy's crazy, by the way. There were some times whenever there were jellyfish caught in his goggles for hours on end, creating his face and making his face change shape. He had severe cuts on his neck from the wetsuit, chafing over continuous hours of swimming. There were times when he had to go through a polluted shipping lane with boat fuel all over it, swimming through that and tasting it the entire time. But anyway, now getting into the lesson two from the book, he shared some of his experience with with monks that have been practicing ancient rituals for a very long time. One of those being something called akugake, which is a kind of pilgrimage that the monks go through to become stronger versions of themselves. But how the really important thing from his story of akugake was, studies show intrinsic motivation is a bigger predictor of success than extrinsic motivation. And so the difference between the two is intrinsic motivation is when you're motivated by a personal reward without trophies or accolades, while extrinsic motivation is seeking to earn a reward or to avoid punishment as the result of your actions. So, you know, 75 hard doesn't come with a big trophy at the end of it. It doesn't come with something that you get. That's why intrinsic motivation is so important for me here, is because I'm doing it for myself. That's where my why comes back in, you know, to prove to myself that anything is possible through unwavering discipline. And that's what I'm having to do every single day, is find that unwavering discipline. And he also combined, here's what he says also with intrinsic motivation. Combining intrinsic motivation with an act of self-discipline or self-discovery is a modern-day pilgrimage and is like a powerful form of spiritual sports science understood by some of the greatest athletes in history. So once you're able to combine that intrinsic motivation with an act of self-discipline, which for me is doing all the things I need to do every single day, that's what's going to create the best thing, the best results for 75 hard. I'm currently on lesson 3, which is talking about how the body bruises and bleeds but cannot be beaten, and how your mind will always quit before your body is fully done. It also goes back to something called the 40% rule, which talks about how when your mind thinks you're done, when you feel like you can't go any further, you're really only about 40% done. So you're still more than half full. And that can help you push through, because it helps me push through, knowing that I feel like I'm done, but I'm really not. I have a lot more to go. And that's what's going to get me through this ultimately, I think, you know, staying disciplined. And I'm going to keep you all updated every single day, not every single day, but every 5 days, to give updates and see how it's going. And if any of you want to try this challenge as well, it's really good for you. And you don't have to start with 75 hard. You can do 75 soft, which is a little bit different. The rules are slightly different. It includes a couple of cheat days, only one workout a day, or 75 medium. You know, there's other options for you. And it doesn't have to be in the form of a 75-day program. It can be anything to better yourself. And that's all I have for today. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have any questions, please reach out to our Instagram. If you want to come on this podcast for any reason, or you want to talk to us, go ahead and shoot over to the Instagram as well, or on the Snapchat, and make sure that every day you're staying swole some way or another. Signing off, swole is the goal, size is the prize. Out.
This is LNE Radio. Podcasts produced, performed, and edited by the students of LNE Studios at Leander High School. LNE Radio, it's what the kids are talking about.